2237.
Lines will be open if you'd like to come on board. 877-999-7684. 877-999-7684. We're going to talk to a guy this hour who is a buffalo rancher, which I find absolutely fascinating, but even more fascinating, he was a former member of Congress and on the Ways and Means Committee. Not to be messed with, he served his country as a Republican. He's run for governor in 2006 in Colorado. We're talking to Bob Beaupree. Bob, can you hear me? I know we were having weird connections on the phone. Are you connected okay?
Sure.
You are here. You are there, and you and your buffalo and all that roaming around. I find that fascinating. I don't think I've ever talked with a buffalo rancher in my life.
We're having more fun than ought to be legal, Lori. We're at about 8,500 feet up in the Colorado Mountains, almost to the Wyoming border.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, I've raised a lot of livestock, grew up on a family dairy farm, and I had all kinds of species of livestock throughout my life.
Okay, now I have to ask you a dumb question before we dive into what's going on in our country in your view as a former congressman.
Concerned about how close, if when their moratorium is up, there may be this drilling, supposedly 125 miles offshore. As for the rest of it, it's 50 miles offshore. Isn't it interesting that environmentalists forever were hounding about drilling, drilling, drilling? So it was just dead stopped in its track for decades. Now all of a sudden, whoops, we're in trouble again. We got to open it back up. What's interesting is, I believe people thought the gas prices would automatically plummet, but you have to think, just because you're talking about building more platforms, you don't wave a magic wand and like the cheap houses that sometimes go up within a matter of days. That doesn't happen with these platforms, so it'll take a while to feel anything, if anything, not anytime soon, because of new drilling. The offshore areas are pretty pristine parts of the U.S. that we're talking about. The Outer Continental Shelf, which is brand new for most oil companies. And we're talking years before drillers even know how much oil can be pumped from the areas. They know there's oil, but how much makes a huge difference. In fact, what normally is done is the Federal Minerals Management Service puts together reports, and they put together a report. In it, it says that most of the seismic information used to evaluate oil and natural gas resources in the area that I just mentioned, the Outer Continental Shelf, that they're like 25 years old. And, of course, because the drilling was stopped, that's it. We're not going to go in this direction. I would think some of that information wouldn't be correct or adequate enough to try to build some kind of a map as you develop those leases for the drilling ops, and that's what they have to do. The president had his say on Wednesday. We'll let you hear what he said. And he's pushing for opening offshore areas in the Gulf of Mexico and also in the mid and southern Atlantic coast. 50 miles, to be even more specific, 50 miles off the Virginia coast. And I already said this, off of Florida's coastline as well. And there's been a lot of controversy over that. But we're talking about 125 miles. So in the Gulf, there's probably anywhere from 36 billion to over 40 billion barrels of recoverable oil. And perhaps natural gas-wise, which is so important, maybe even up to 207 trillion cubic feet of the stuff. That's a lot to go around. So the idea of drilling makes sense. Why it wasn't done before was the environmental push. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So the question becomes, what do you think of Obama's drilling plan? Is it a thumbs up, gang, or a thumbs down? I say thumbs up, especially if you look at where it's being done. This should have happened before. You know, all this reliance on foreign oils put us in some precarious positions, as we know, and others are reaping the benefits of what we won't take. So now is the chance, I believe, to develop as much as possible. I mean, there's other alternatives. But if you're talking about ethanol and building ethanol plants, we are nowhere near, anywhere near that having the desired effects. We're talking decades away to really make that a secondary choice for people. Unlike Brazil, where they had all the sugar cane and they processed that into ethanol. So if you go to Brazil, you can get petro or you can get ethanol. But there are a few pockets of that, but with the lack of plants and the availability, and then, of course, the cars and being able to handle, I mean, I'm saying 100% ethanol, we're definitely light years away from that for sure. So what do you think about the drilling all of a sudden? 800-259-5791. We did touch on it a tad in our last show because the news broke when we were on the air that it was officially going to happen. And then there was the obligatory, what I call, sound bites during the day on Wednesday. And so we'll let you hear pretty much what was said by the president. And also the man who's running the Sierra Club now, not too happy about the drilling. If you remember, it wasn't a big campaign deal, but it was definitely part of it. What are you going to do about the environment? And if you watched Obama along the way, he didn't say anything about drilling. He talked about green, the economics of green, creating jobs green-wise, but not really anything drilling, as far as drilling is concerned. So this is a big, I think, change of attitude for this administration. I believe it's the right thing to do because the offshore drilling might not impact the gas prices right now, but it's something in the future that can help wean some of our dependence off foreign oil, and that is definitely, definitely a very, very good thing. I mentioned this, too, and I got a lot of emails on it. I'm going to do a quick follow-up here right from the get-go on our first segment. The post office. You go to the post office, right, on Saturday. I mean, I got to admit, I'm a Saturday person. I swing in there, mail what I have to mail. But I bet a lot of people don't use the post office over the weekend or look for that Saturday mail. If you get Netflix, the company that I think is burying Blockbuster, because you get it in the mail and it costs you $9, I think, a month, and you can order back movies, you can order old television series, whatever it is. But just a creative, incredible entrepreneurial feat that started, I want to say, maybe 8 years ago and really took a chunk out of Blockbuster. They would be affected by the Saturday mail not being delivered because that figures into how fast you get a movie. And I think there's some other businesses that would be affected. But would you care if the postal service didn't deliver on Saturday? I mean, I think it's a foregone conclusion because they're never going to get back to the black if they continue to do that extra day of delivery, and they're going to have to cut that many more people. So I don't know that we really have much of a say in it. Let's put it that way. Andrew Klavan up around the bend.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TACTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Andrew Glavin on the show. In fact, we've had him on a couple of times. It's a lot of fun to kick it with him. And we were congratulating him on the fact that his book, The Long Way Home, had been optioned. And in the book, for some reason, apparently, some felt that the book might be a little bit too religious, some God overtones, because of the young lad in the book, Charlie West, who is, you know, a high school student and has this crazy dreamer. He woke up and found that terrorists were trying to kill him. And I don't want to give away the whole story because, as I told you, it's a great read and it's an easy, quick read, too. But anyway, we saw at the Oscars, and Andrew and I were talking about this, the fact that Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for portraying a Christian woman in a phenomenal story called The Blind Side. So why is it that the God factor in pop culture is so buried? Now, we've talked about this on America Tonight. In fact, we've had some great shows on this very subject. And Andrew did a fabulous post blog on Here We Are in Holy Week and whatnot. But why is it, how strange is it, that there's something about hands off with religion, and why can't we have a little bit of everything? And I agree with that. That's like the idea of the prayer in the schools. Why does that have to be taken away? Because if you don't want to participate, why do you have to participate? Or if somebody wants to say a prayer at the high school football game, I don't get it. In some cases, it's been banned. Andrew, how are you? Thanks for jumping on with us here once again.
Thanks. I'm doing great. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
You know, and your blog, I'm calling it a blog, was God-Shaped Whole. And you were dead on right about this. And you and I have talked about this before. What What is the deal with that? Why, if we can talk about the lack of God or being an atheist, like Bill Maher on his show and several other people, and lots of movies and themes about, you know, the lack of religion, if you will, why is it such a bad thing to have God? Why is that missing from pop culture?
Well, it's a very weird thing if you think about it. I mean, if you think about the fact that at least three-quarters of America identify themselves as Christians, 5% more identify with other religions, and then even the people who say that they don't identify with any religion, a very, very tiny percent of them call themselves atheists. So God plays a part in almost all American lives. And it's when you compare that to how many people on screen, I'm not saying they have to be monks or priests mm-hmm. or anything, but how many heroes say grace over a meal or make a reference to God or even cast their eyes up to heaven when they're in trouble? It just doesn't happen, and it's very mysterious. It's part of this weird alienation that's happening in both Washington and Hollywood between the elites and the rest of us and the people they're supposed to be serving. The story I told on my blog on andrewclavin.com about The Long Way Home is really a telling story, even though it takes place in Britain. When I sent The Long Way Home to my British publisher, they sent it back with an edit, which almost never happens. Usually my books are edited in America, and then foreign countries just publish them. But the reason they edited it is they wanted to cut out any reference to the hero Charlie West's Christianity. The books are adventure novels, as you know. You've read them, and they're adventure novels. They don't preach anything. They're not trying to convince anybody of anything. Mm-hmm. But the hero's a Christian, and so sometimes he prays. Sometimes he thinks about life in terms of the Bible. Just little references that happen to be realistic ways he thinks. They wanted to cut them all out because they were afraid that Britain's biggest bookstore, Waterstones, would not order as many copies as they would if they weren't there. And this was in spite of the fact that the first book in the series had done quite well at Waterstones. So I refused to do it, and the editor tells me that, in fact, Waterstones did order a lot fewer copies. And I think that tells you something. Even though it's not as bad here as it is in Britain, it's an active hostility. It's not an accident. It's an active hostility. When you look at the way religion is portrayed in films, I would say 8 times out of 10, it's shown in a negative light. It's shown as a source of bigotry, as a source of fraud, as a source of fanaticism. The thing that was so shocking about The Blind Side that made me just kind of sit up in my chair as I was watching it is it showed religion the way it usually is, as a positive part of people's lives that inspires them and uplifts them and guides them, and not as, you know, most of us don't use our religion to cast out devils or anything. It's mm-hmm. just something that is inside of us and part of our lives. And that is so rare that happens, that's what made The Blind Side so amazing.
And so it has to be that whether it's what you had happened to you with the editing in England or what we see happen in Hollywood, the people who run the studios or the people who pitch to the studios are just fearful of going in that direction. That it, like you said, it's almost an act of, ooh, don't go there, right?
It is, and it's very strange because when you look at the numbers, pictures like Passion of the Christ, a picture like the one about the fireman trying not to get a divorce, the name of it just slipped out of my Fireproof, it was called.
Yeah, Fireproof.
These are pictures that are made for very little money relatively. Fireproof was actually almost an amateur film, and yet the return on their investment is fantastic. It's enormous. If these had been pictures about superheroes, then superheroes would be the big fad in Hollywood. If they had been pictures about football, then football would be the big fad in Hollywood, just to get cash in on that kind of investment to return ratio. But because the subject is religion, Hollywood gets skittish, and they get skittish because they're afraid of elite critics. They're afraid of each other. They're afraid of being excluded from elite awards and awards that depend on critical acclaim. And I think that's it. It's this hostility against ordinary people and against the way ordinary people, most people, that is to say, react to life. You know, there's a picture out called The Book of Eli with Denzel mm-hmm. Washington. Very mm-hmm. successful film, a great adventure film about the Bible. It's about a guy trying to preserve the Bible in a post-apocalyptic world. Denzel Washington, who is a Christian, said that the studio kept coming to them and saying, could you take a little bit of this Bible out of the script, you know? And they managed to keep a lot of it in because it was made by my friends over at Alcon, which is a very good, solid company. Mm-hmm. And again, Denzel is a Christian. So, you know, they kept it in, and the picture was an enormous success. Almost all films that have any kind of quality at all that show a spiritual, especially Christian side to life, draw people in because it relates to their lives. But Hollywood hates it. They just hate it.
Yeah, and you think with the religious twist in it, I mean, really, we're talking about, there's all different kinds of religions. Really, we're talking about Christianity for the most part.
It is mainly Christianity. I mean, you know, I can't imagine what happened to me in Britain happening if my hero had been Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
It probably wouldn't have happened even if he had been Jewish.
Right.
It's just that this Christianity is a threat. It's something that they think has a hold on them, has a grip on them, and they're really afraid of it. And it's the one religion that it is okay to bash. In left-wing liberal circles. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with bashing Christianity in liberal circles. And that's it's an amazing thing, because if you think of all the liberalizing forces in the world, all the mm-hmm. things that have expanded our hearts and made us accept more kinds of people and different people,
mm-hmm.
If you think of the civil rights movement in this country, it's almost, I would say, 90% powered by Christianity. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, and Wilberforce, who ended slavery in Britain, both of them fierce Christians, powered by Christianity to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is not in keeping with our creed. And it's a very strange thing that now, when Christianity has performed that massive liberalizing function, that it should be the liberals who turn around and say, we hate this.
Yeah, no kidding. Crazy stuff. Well, keep on keeping on. It was excellent to read what you had written. And if people haven't seen it, andrewclavin.com. I'll put a link on my site to it, andrewclavin.com. It's easy to go there. It's got all his books up there, too, as well. Continued success, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks very much. It's good talking to you.
Yep, you too. So it's an interesting discussion to have. Why is that? And I think he's right. You think Schindler's List, I saw Schindler's List was great. Towelhead, I can think of a million movies. Towelhead was about a Muslim girl. I can think of a million movies that I could list with different religions. I don't understand that. Because for me, someone like me, I feel like Andrew, it's like live and let live anyway. I believe that when putting together books or when you're talking about movies, it's the cha-ching factor anyway that drives the studios or the publishers. But for some reason, I guess they think mentioning too much God means no sales. Do you think that's true? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Bad boys, it's just too obvious the word, but the Masters coming up. There is a lot of anticipation for the Masters, and why? Because Tiger Woods will be back in action, so to speak. He's going to play with Fred Couples in the Masters practice. And in the hallowed grounds in Augusta, they can try to do what they can to protect him, but there's still always that possibility of heckling and who knows what else. But Couples is going to play the practice round with him on Monday. So he's making his return to golf next week at the Masters after months of seclusion following all the revelations that he cheated and he cheated and he cheated and he cheated again. And all the sexting with the porn stars and all the sordid stories that came out as a result. So Tiger's caddy was asked about what it would be like, a couple of questions about what it would be like and what about the crowds and what are they anticipating. And here's what he had to say.
Idea of any tournament you go to, particularly the major championship, is to get yourself a contention on the back nine Sunday. When we get to Augusta, all the things that are hanging over our heads won't come into my head. It'll just be trying to get ourselves in the contention on the back nine Sunday as normal. At Augusta, the things are pretty controlled by their own committee there. It's unlike any other golf tournament. It's not run by, they have their own organisation, unlike the PGA Tour. And they do things a little bit differently there. So the people that go and watch Augusta, they call them patrons there, not spectators. They're all golf fans. And, you know, it's a very difficult tournament to get in. It's the only golf tournament in the world where there's a waiting list to get into. And they're very specific in who they let in there. So they're genuine golf fans. I don't really expect any of those people to have any problems. I think they'll be happy to see Tiger playing at Augusta where he's been successful. Well, I don't think he knows what to expect either. He'll be, just like me, he'll be pretty anxious to get on that first tee Thursday and just see what their reaction is. There's a different crowd go there on the practice rounds. It's possible to buy a ticket for the practice rounds, and people go into a lottery to do that. So you have one set of crowd that go there on the practice rounds, and then you have a different set of people there for the tournament rounds. So, you know, he doesn't quite know what to expect, like us, or like myself, but, you know, we're going there to do the best we can. I don't think there'll be any heckling. A lot of people have brought this word up, heckling. I don't know where it came from. You get heckling in any sport. Prior to what's going on, there's been heckling. You always get heckling. People get a few drinks in them and they can make some unusual remarks. And a lot of the tournaments have signature holes where people gather for the whole day. And you get in the sun in the summertime and people start drinking. There's all sorts of carry on. So, you know, I don't expect any problems.
Okay, so no problems at the Masters, but we'll see what happens in some of the other tournaments. And I don't know that there's not going to be what he's calling problems, whether he'll be heckled or not. And the practice rounds is where it would get dicey. He's right about that, since there are a lot of other people that would have access to practice rounds versus what happens when you're there Thursday and then if he makes the cut. What the rumors are is that Tiger's wife, Ellen, is going to skip the Masters and not be there for her husband's return to golf. And this is the perfect opportunity for all these crazy women that he messed around with, like Jocelyn James and a couple of the other porn stars, to capitalize, and that's exactly what's happening. She's stripping, and I mentioned this before, she's just appearing at a strip club about 50 miles away from the Masters, and they're playing that up big time. While that's going on, another woman that he had an affair with is posing for Vanity Fair and telling all, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. You know, the whole sexting thing, that was the mistake, and laying it all out there for everybody to comb through. Speaking of sex and problems, since we're on Bad Boys, the whole nonsense with Jesse James and the bombshell McGee, who he was fooling around allegedly while he was married to Sandra Bullock, and then a couple of other women that have come forward. He's now checked into a sex clinic for addiction. So here we go. I think I said this in another show that it's the revolving door. These clinics are becoming famous because of all the problems with these guys, and particularly women in porn, it seems, or women on the verge, if you know what I mean. While that's happening, a new report is saying that the feds investigated Roger Clemens' sex life. Roger Clemens, a guy that I interviewed many times back in my sports days, and it was all about what he was throwing, how he was feeling. Geez, when he gets in the Hall of Fame, will he go in as what? A Yankee? A lot of Boston fans feel that he should go in as a Red Sox. And now that's not even the discussion. Forget about that. Now it's all about what did he do, what didn't he do. And the idea is, we know, listen, the performance-enhancing drugs and how he threw everyone around him under the bus. There's a lot of questioning as to whether he had erectile dysfunction. Earlier in the week, Mindy McCready, the woman who claimed to have a longtime affair with Clemens, says that he suffered from it, from ED. And even though she said he was still a great guy, and she tried to sort of cover up saying that, felt badly, I think, afterwards realizing what she's saying. Clemens still denies that he used steroids. A former trainer claims that he did use it, and then he's kind of just disappeared after that. And the investigation into Clemens' background, I guess, got pretty nasty because they were trying to determine about the steroids, and it turned up some turned up some other things, and he's pretty much disappeared since then. All right, we move from bad boys quickly to something that is huge, to say the least, for Apple. You know, we're talking about stocks earlier and how it's like a roller coaster, and the stocks actually were a tad down overall, but Apple's stock, it couldn't be stronger with the products that are coming out. Now, the iPad is the latest, greatest thing. Saturday is the release for the iPad, and the reviewers are saying that it's incredible, that even non-technical people will absolutely love it. And you could say goodbye to the whole mouse thing. You don't have to worry about that. And it's light. It's easy. It does all kinds of cool things. It's just kind of, it's bigger than the iPhone. It's like a tablet, what it's called, the iPad. And there's so much you will be able to do with it that it's going to change life as we know it. Those are pretty strong words. Life as we know it. The Wall Street Journal gave it a big thumbs up. And especially like the idea that there's no mouse. One of the writers was testing it for a couple of weeks. And after spending hours with it, thinks that it has the potential to change portable computing. And it'll definitely challenge the laptop. And it could help to interface different things. And that the iPod is not so much about what you can do, the browsing and the email and the play games, but how you can do it. They're rewriting the book with no physical keyboard and no mouse. It's just all touch. So it's completely different than the netbook computers where, you know, and I have a netbook where they're real tiny keys. You can just do away with the whole key thing. I think people are going to line up for it. Somebody's going to reach deep, and they're going to find the moolah to buy it. And you can read books on it. You can do all the things that you could do with a computer and then some after that. Are you curious about the iPad at all, Donovan? Would you want an iPad? I mean, let's forget the cost, but if it wasn't a huge price tag, would you get an iPad?
I worry about things that are touch-only interfaces. They just don't have the robustness that I like in an input device.
Right, so meaning that you're afraid the breakdowns, you're afraid something happens, whatever, for everything you're going to put on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too. Like Donovan's saying, and I have an iPhone. And I didn't originally want an iPhone. It was through another company that I had to get an iPhone. And now I like it, now that I've been able to maneuver it. But it was a little weird at first getting used to the whole touch screen thing. And then it became super convenient. And it's all about the applications. Some of you that may have one know what I'm talking about. But it's one thing to get an iPhone versus getting this tablet, because the tablet, first of all, right from the get-go, the tablet is going to cost you a mini fortune. If you have a mini fortune in your pocket, then you can get it. But I think people will wait for it to come down. Although a guarantee Saturday will be a big, big day for Apple, a big day. And, so if people have to go into debt, put it on the old credit card, they'll do it. They're that excited about it. And you can see it with Apple's stock rising. It's a half-inch thick slab, all glass on top, aluminum on the back, hardly any buttons at all, just a big home button below the screen. Takes you to the home screen full of apps, just like the iPhone, supposedly very, very fast. Big-time gadget if you're into gadgets. Coming up, Stretch Drive time here on ATN.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At patriotfood.com,
We offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Going to start a news you can abuse. What's the deal with strippers and porn stars and X-rated folks making news lately? From New Orleans, Stormy Daniels could soon find out if sex and politics really do mix. The porn star says she's going to announce in a couple of weeks whether she'll run for the U.S. Senate from her native Louisiana. Her spokesperson is saying she's going to make her intentions known on tax day, April 15th. About a year ago, she really did form a committee to explore a possible Senate race. Republican David Vitter currently holds the seat. Oh, there's a joke in there. Remember, he was nailed for going to a madam. The porn star hasn't declared a party affiliation. In the meantime, she's promoting her X-rated venture and personal appearances online. I have a feeling, well, who knows, though? Get enough voters to go to the polls, and Stormy Daniels could be making her way to the Senate. Seems unlikely. So let's talk April Fool's Day. It isn't a joke in this economy, unfortunately. A survey of 500 advertising and marketing executives find that office pranks are out of place. People are so glum and serious now. Two-thirds of those asked say, you can't make a joke, it's just not a good time. Donna Faruga of the creative group says, you can't be perceived as a time waster and forget making a gag about quitting, because nobody cares then. Also, your boss could just accept your joke resignation. I used to work with people that would do that. That would say, you'll miss me when I'm gone. I worked with a guy that We used to call him disgruntled Ed, and he would say at least, and he meant it, it seemed like he meant it, at least three times a week he would tell us that we were going to miss him when he was gone. Well, he never left, so nobody had to miss him. This from Colorado. Not just the crooks, baby, who are in the hot seat in a courtroom in Colorado. What about the potential jurors? About 40 people who failed to show up for jury duty have been grilled by the judge there named Claude Appel. And Claude Appel wasn't taking any of it. They got contempt citations after a lack of jurors kept the court from holding some trials over the last couple of months. Some of the no-shows said they were sick. Others blamed the snow, and some, well, they simply forgot. But the no-show jurors actually got off easy. No one was cited for contempt of court. Each was asked to sign up for a future jury duty. So they got the contempt citations, but they didn't actually get cited in the end. It was getting them to the court and getting them to sign up. That was a clever thing to do. Westminster, California. A bigger bus line has led to a big bus. Ooh, this is a good story. Yvonne Jean Pamplon has been sentenced to 6 months for stealing another woman's identity. Prosecutors say she used a fraudulent line of credit for $12,000 worth of plastic surgery, including breast implants and liposuction. She pled guilty to a number of charges from burglary to identity theft. A judge is also ordering her to pay back the money. Ooh, good luck there. She didn't have the money to begin with, so 6 months in jail, and then she's got to pay up for the fake boob job. That's desperation. Washington, D.C. could soon become the district of cannabis. The city council in the nation's capital is considering a measure, yes, they are, that would allow people to have up to 2 ounces of medical marijuana a month. The voters there approved a medical marijuana ballot measure in 98. But Congress had kept it from going into effect until December. So now it's up to the council to set a specific rule for medical marijuana. The full council still needs to vote on the issue, and it could be approved as early as May. Finally, from Washington, a Washington State homeowner got a big scare when a 35-pound bobcat walked into his house. The man says he leaves his front door open for his pet cats, but wasn't expecting a version of Wild Kingdom in his own living room. The homeowner told animal control officers the big cat jumped over a couch, climbed over a big screen TV, then made itself at home upstairs. So then the folks from the Fish and Wildlife Office came in, and they subdued the bobcat with a tranquilizer gun, released it back into the wild. Ooh, that'd be scary. Your door is open, you're sitting there, bobcat leaps over the couch. Yeah. And they're cute. I mean, bobcats are cute. You see them in the zoo, but nothing to trifle with. They're lucky that nobody was hurt, because easily that could have happened, but thank goodness it didn't end up that way. Let's rewind the clock and talk about this day in history. It is April Fool's Day, so keep that in mind. There are 274 days left in the year. What happened on April 1st, way back when? In 1918, the Royal Air Force was established in Britain. In 1946, tidal waves hit the Hawaiian Islands, resulting in more than 170 deaths. In 58, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a $1.85 billion emergency housing measure. In 1963, most of New York's daily newspapers resumed publishing after settlement was reached in a 114-day strike. In 1970, this is interesting, President Nixon signed a measure banning cigarette advertising on radio and TV to take effect after January 1st, 1971. This was sad. In 84, recording star Marvin Gaye was shot by his father in Los Angeles the day before his 45th birthday. The elder Gaye, Marvin Gaye Sr., pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter and got probation as a result. In 2009, in a college baseball blowout, Eastern Kentucky, this is for all of you Kentucky fans, was leading Kentucky State 49-1. When the team stopped playing after five innings, they agreed to cancel the second game of the scheduled doubleheader. That was nice. I mean, come on. They'd be such poor sports. Well, not poor sports, but it's just pouring it on. That was the smart thing to do. We're going to go back to a couple others that I found that are interesting. In 1853, Cincinnati, Ohio established a fire department made up of paid city employees. You know what it was like then with the buckets and the water? I'd say it was pretty tough. In 1939, the United States recognized the government of General Francisco Franco in Spain. The same day, Franco went on radio to declare victory in the Spanish Civil War. I saw Franco's grave. Boy, the man had an ego. Or I think he picked out what his gravesite was going to be before he died. It was a whole mountain. They dug out this mountain, part of this mountain, and it was just incredible. All paved and all the way back, there was gold and all kinds of crazy stuff for Franco. And then a big cross on the outside on the top of the mountain. I think it's time, Donovan, to cue up the music. Birthdays include actress Jane Powell, who's 82. She's a big Broadway actress if you don't recognize the name. Debbie Reynolds, I bet you know that name. The mother of Carrie Fisher. Princess Leia, ring a bell with anyone out there, Star Wars fans. 78 years old. Country singer Jim Ed Brown is 76. Actress Ally McGraw, 72 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Annette O'Toole is 58. Movie director Barry Sonnenfeld is 57 years old. Susan Boyle, she's made a lot of news for her singing and her looks, 49 years old. Rapper, actor, Method Man, 39 years old. Political commentator Rachel Maddow turned 37. In the meantime, actor Sam Huntington is 28. Country singer Hillary Scott is 26 years old. Also, actor Josh Zuckerman is 25. I know you're going to recognize this name. Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito. How old is he? It's a big one for him. 60 years old, and I'm a reggae fan. Reggae singer Jimmy Cliff turned 62. If you're a reggae person, you'd recognize that name too, I believe. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Our wisdom comes from our experience, and our experience comes from our foolishness. That's from a Russian-born French actor, writer, director. Toodaloo.
Biggest bunch of goobers in the whole world.